పునర్భావం సెవెంత్ క్యాండ్ చెప్తేన్ లక్ష్యాణ
జిజ్ఞాసో
భక్తం కామేషు అచోదయా భవాన్ సంసార బీజేషు ఉభయ గ్రంథీషు ప్రభో లక్షణ జిజ్ఞాసు భక్తం కామేషు అచోదయ భవాన్ సంసార బీజేషు హృదయ గ్రంథీషు ప్రభో. ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కౌతుంది భగవాన్ నృసింహదేవం హే మోర్ పరం పూజ్య భగవాన్, ఏ భౌతిక జగతరి భౌతిక కామన ହେଉଛି ସମସ୍ତଙ୍କ ହୃଦୟରେ, ସବୁ ବଦ୍ଧ ଜୀବଙ୍କ ହୃଦୟରେ ରହିଛି, ଏହା ହେଉଛି ଏଇ ଭୌତିକ ଜୀବ ଜଗତର ମୂଳ ବୀଜ। କିନ୍ତୁ ଆପଣ ମୋତେ ଏ ଭୌତିକ ଜଗତକୁ ପ୍ରେରଣ କରିଛନ୍ତି ଏକ ସୁଦ ଭକ୍ତଙ୍କର ଲକ୍ଷଣ ପ୍ରଦର୍ଶନ କରିବା ପାଇଁ। ବାଜି ମହାରାଜ ଯେଉଁ ଭାଷ୍ୟ ଦେଇଛନ୍ତି ତାହାର ଓଡ଼ିଆ ଅନୁବାଦ ବାହାରୁଛି। ଭକ୍ତିର ସାମୃତ ସିନ୍ଧୁରେ ନିତ୍ୟ ସିଦ୍ଧ ସାଧନ ସିଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତଙ୍କ ବିଷୟରେ ବିଶେଷ ବିବରଣ ଦିଆଯାଇଛି। ଯେଉଁମାନେ ନିତ୍ୟ ସିଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତ ସେମାନେ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠ ଲୋକରୁ ଏ ଭୌତିକ ଜଗତକୁ ଆସନ୍ତି, ସେମାନଙ୍କର ତ ଆଚାର ବ୍ୟବହାର ବ୍ୟକ୍ତିଗତ ଉଦାହରଣ ପ୍ରକାଶ କରି ଶିକ୍ଷା ଦେଇ ଏ ଜଗତକୁ ବା ବଦ୍ଧ ଜୀବକୁ ଶିକ୍ଷା ଦିଅନ୍ତି କିପରି ଭକ୍ତ ହେବା ପାଇଁ ପଡ଼ିବ। ଏ ଭୌତିକ ଜଗତରେ ସେ ବଦ୍ଧ ଜୀବଗଣ ନିତ୍ୟ ସିଦ୍ଧଙ୍କ ଠାରୁ ଶିକ୍ଷା ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିବା ଉଚିତ ଏବଂ କିପରି ଭକ୍ତ ହୋଇ ଭଗବଦ୍ଧାମକୁ ଫେରିଯିବାକୁ ହେବ ତାହା ସେମାନଙ୍କ ଶିଖିବା ଉଚିତ। ଏକ ନିତ୍ୟ ସିଦ୍ଧ ଭକ୍ତ ବୈକୁଣ୍ଠ ଲୋକରୁ ହିଁ ଆସିଥାନ୍ତି, ଭଗବାନଙ୍କ ନିର୍ଦ୍ଦେଶରେ ସେ ଆସିଥାନ୍ତି। Liberated. He is not a prisoner here in the fort of Maya. You understand? But anyhow, he has entered into this fort. You understand? Anyhow, he has entered. Because Maya, Durga Devi, is a maidservant of Supreme Lord. So sometimes the master of this material world of prison house, the Supreme Lord, comes here. As the king has the prison house. You understand? Prisoners are there. Those who disobey king's order, king's law, they are imprisoned. They are suffering there. Punishment is being inflicted upon them. In the prison house, nobody is in happiness. You understand? The prison house that is meant for suffering. Thereby a prisoner can understand, oh, I am suffering due to my disobedience of the order, of the rule, of the king, administration of the king. So, think of that if I will be released from this prison house, I will no longer disobey the order. I will be a good citizen. Therefore, this punishment is being inflicted. Similar, here in this material world, the conditioned souls are suffering. Durga Devi is unfolding punishment upon them. Thereby, they will take this lesson, or they will think of, why I am suffering? Why I am being punished? Because I have disobeyed God's law. So, they'll pray to the Lord, When Lord comes here, sometime Lord comes to see the prisoners and teach them also. And his pure devotee similarly comes. You understand? When they come to this prison house, they are not prisoners. The king sometimes goes to the prison house. He is not a prisoner. The laws of the prison house will not be applicable to him. Similarly, when the Lord comes here to this prison house, those laws will not be applicable. And he is not attached to material world or material enjoyment. Similarly, the ever-liberated soul, the pure devotee, when comes, is not prisoner. And those laws of the prison house are not applicable to him also. But the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee come here to teach these conditions also. You understand? How to become devotee? In actuality, they are devotee. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This is the constitutional position of a jiva, a living entity. You understand? This is the identity, real identity of a living entity. He is a bhakta, he is a devotee of the Lord. Jivar Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das, eternal devotee. The eternal servitor of Lord Krishna. But he has forgotten this thing. You understand? Why has he forgotten? So Maya, a witch. Do you understand? Maya is a pisachi. Witch. Do you know? Yes. Maya is a witch. So he makes that soul imprisoned. All right. You are now prisoner. Of mine. You want to enjoy me all night. Come to my fort. So makes him prisoner and put it in the fort. And inflicts punishment all night. This is the result of enjoying Maya. You understand? There is story. You understand? Grandmother sometimes tells some stories to her grandchildren, small children. You understand? The small children are very fond of hearing stories. So they request grandmother, "Oh, grandmother, please tell some stories, funny stories." The grandmother says some stories. You know, children, there was a prince, king's son. You understand? Once he went to a forest for hunting. You understand? While hunting, while wandering in the forest, he saw a witch. You understand? The witch has power to change her form. She was an old witch. But she became a very beautiful young maiden. You understand? That old witch. So the king's son, prince, was attracted to her. "Oh, very young lady, I have enjoyed her." He thought of like that. And that young witch also attracted the young prince. You understand? So this is natural attraction between a man and a woman. Natural attraction. The young prince was attracted towards that old witch. What a gem, the form of a young woman. So that witch took that young prince to her fort, her house. That's also fort. You understand? And that which is very expert, was very expert in witchcraft. You know witchcraft?
Yes.
Yes, witchcraft. So she turned the young prince into a black goat. Do you understand? Turned the young prince into a black goat and bound him up. Prisoner. Do you understand? The whole day the young prince was a black goat and was bound up. When the night comes, understand, that is again turns that goat into young prince and said, all right, come, let us enjoy. Do you understand? In this way the witch was doing. And that he was the son of a king, do you understand? The administrator of the country, ruler of the country. Now he has been imprisoned by the old witch and has become a black goat. I see you are suffering. This is the result. But desiring to enjoy that old witch Maya, the soul, the living entity, becomes his prisoner and forgot everything. You understand? This is the thing. Maya de pisachi. Phire goli phatrobiya. You understand? That Maya, the witch, made all conditioned souls here prisoners. And that's all. So pure devotee comes here to teach those souls. Oh, you have forgotten. Who are you? When that young prince becomes a black goat, he forgets that he was a prince. Do you understand? If somebody comes from his father's palace and could recognize, oh, he's prince, then he says, oh, who are you? Have you forgotten your identity? You are prince? You are the son of the king? Why have you become here a black goat, sovereign? Can't you? Don't you know it? I know you. You are the son of our emperor, king. Now you have become a black goat here. You are nonsense. Get out of here. Go back to your father's house. Similar. The pure devotee says, yes, conditions of. Who are you? You have forgotten your identity. You are the son of a supreme person. Your father is the supreme person. And you have made prisoner here? Suffering, lettering? Go back home. Back to your father's house. Let them eternally happy. Why are you suffering? That is the business of the pure devotee. So, Prahlad Maharaj, Nitya Siddha, eternally liberated, perfect devotee. So he came here with the desire of the Supreme Lord.